The party's just begun.
Sonic Boom!
Sit, would you kindly? Where's everyone going? Bingo? Kept you waiting, huh?
We are here. We are here. James will be back for the next episode, I presume. But how about we do it? How about we go?
How about it?
All right. Hello and welcome to the NPC Gaming Podcast, where noobs, wannabe pros, and occasional completionists gather to discuss the latest in the world of gaming. Now, there are a lot of gaming podcasts out there. There are a lot of NPC podcasts out there. And to them, we say, always remember to dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge.
Dodge.
That's right, right. I'm your host, Anthony Fuentes, and with me is one member of the team who will be winning the Dodgeball International Championship. Let's talk about Alex Cordova over here.
The Las Vegas Dodgeball International.
Las Vegas International.
Wait a minute, you didn't even win a quinn of... Win a, what did you say?
Suck failure, freak. Shut it, Four Eyes. I had so many dodgeball quotes I was going with, and I'm like, fuck, I don't know which one to pick.
The dodgeball commissioner is a very good friend of mine.
Oh, shit, a few pounds for summer season. Just suck on that, freak. Anyway, we got some fucking news here. We got quite a decent amount of quick bits, but the other ones are fun. So, you know what? I've done quick bits in a bit. I'm going to fucking do them. They're all quick. Mm-hmm. So, here we go. A Japanese name right away. All right, Hideki Itsuno, legendary game director of Devil May Cry 3, 4, 5, Dragon's Dogma series, and Power Stone series, is leaving Capcom after 30 years. Holy shit. And on that same train, PlayStation 30th anniversary plans include digital game soundtracks dropping on Spotify, and we talk in God of War 1, 2, Ghosts of Sparta, Twisted Metal, Starhawk, and Unit 13. So, way to go. Cool. A free trial version of Gran Turismo 7 is also in order, and Shapes of Play products, and a free online weekend. So
how fucking generous.
Yeah, look at all that. Look at all that pittance right there for us. Star Wars Outlaws early access players lost all their progress because Ubisoft. Mm-hmm. And in some other Star Wars, or... Oh, wait, did I not fucking save that?
What, you had one? Because I added the next one.
Oh, shit. Oh, no, you added it. Okay, never mind. You added it somewhere where I was going to connect to the next sentence.
Whoa, I didn't even see that, dude. That didn't show up on mine. I totally fucked up.
Oh, what a jerk.
Yeah. There you go.
Speaking of Ubisoft, the price of Ubisoft stock has gone down tremendously in the days following Outlaw's release. Minority investors are calling for the company to go private, claiming mismanagement. Yes, that's right. Anyways, in other Star Wars news, EA has confirmed Respawn is currently working on the final chapter of the Star Wars Jedi series. Hey, hey! And in terms of less successful use of IP, Rocksteady is hit with layoffs after Suicide Squad Kills the Justice League fails to meet sales expectations. That is so fucking weird.
Weird. So weird.
Yeah. Now, of course, on other news, it's a light Nintendo episode, but Legend of Zelda Echoes of Wisdom has fully leaked online prior to its end-of-month release date, so watch out for spoilers, everybody. Yeah, it happens every fucking Switch release, so it's fine. Anyways, thoughts on Quick Bits on your end?
Hideki Itsuno, he kind of is credited with bringing back the Devil May Cry series there because it was in mediocrity after that, too. Mm. So I think he's actually leaving to go do his own thing from what I read. But I didn't know he was actually a big driving force behind Power Stone.
That's kind of crazy. So he had a lot of good ideas from this guy, to be honest with you.
Yeah. So he's, if he goes independent, makes his own shit, might be one to keep an eye on there. And, you know, this whole PlayStation 30th anniversary plans, I mean, it's just underwhelming is what, you know, they tried to make it sound like it's going to be like, people were like expecting a PlayStation 1 themed PS5 something. Nope, just free gaming soundtracks.
That costs money to produce. So, you know, they got the scalpers. They're like, no, hey, soundtracks, bros, for old-ass games. Cool.
Yep, there's some soundtracks for you. I mean, Ghosts of God of War, I mean, those ones. Soundtracks. Oh. Yeah, those ones are good. Twisted Metal, I mean, for some nostalgia, but Starhawk and Unit 13 are like, okay.
Yeah. sure.
Yeah. And then, you know, I mean, free trial version of Gran Turismo 7. Cool, I guess. I'm just never really a big GT7 guy. And then, you know, their Shapes of Play is probably just some fucking t-shirts or mugs with
stickers. I'm thinking stickers. Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking just stickers that you can, like, vouch for, and then it'll be like one of those Disney Plus things where you can never see them again because you got the stickers.
Yeah. So, but Ubisoft, woof, man. I think I didn't get to look too much into this, but I believe that the whole tanking began not only with the Assassin's Creed Shadows announcement, with the whole, you know, controversy over that, but also because I think of Star Wars Outlaws.
So, yeah, immediately after Star Wars Outlaws, it definitely fell.
Yeah, so, you know, people paid extra money to get early access, which I believe was $100 maybe. Yeah, it's at least $20 more.
Damn.
And then when they released the patch on the actual release date, it ended up wiping a vast majority, if not everyone's, progress.
That's insane.
So, paid money to play a game, and then they just took, of course, because it's Ubisoft, they just incompetent and just wiped out all the progress of everything that you played for a week.
Did you like early access? How would you like it again on release dates? Huh?
Yeah. Suckers.
Oh, my God. Fucking move.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I saw some shit today that talking about how, like, Nintendo has all this, you know, equity and all this, you know, it was all stock talk, but they were they basically said if they wanted to, Nintendo can straight out buy Ubisoft right now just because of how shitty their stock is tanking.
That and Nintendo has a lot of capital.
Yeah.
They got a lot of stuff in the war chest compared to most companies. Yeah. Ubisoft, they're definitely at the mercy of shareholders type of company for sure.
Yeah, we've talked about this before, right? Their games are formulaic, right? I mean,
yeah, they're McDonald's.
Yeah, tower, go to the tower, scan, go do the quests that pop up on the icons, rinse and repeat. Every Ubisoft game has been like that since Assassin's Creed Origins, basically. You
it's
know?
Like, you want it in first person with guns, what you like with the cloak.
Yeah, you want it with Far Cry. Want it with even the racing games are like that. So
Do a lap around this fucking thing. Go up the tower.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, you know, Outlaws was a chance for them to kind of break the formula, and they didn't. And then they fucked over everyone who had early access.
Oh, that's rough.
You know, it's going to be rough when you're actually looking forward to EA and their Star Wars game over Ubisoft.
I feel like EA's been really trying to fix their reputation since Anthem, I think it was. Anthem really fucked them up.
Yeah, with they fucked up BioWare.
Yeah, and since then they've been like, no, we're going to do Dragon Age, and we're going to do Star Wars good, and we're going to do it. Stop saying EA shit. Like, they're really trying. And to this, it's hard to get rid of that stench, though, man. Like, it really is.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to the pretty much confirmed they're making a third Jedi, you know, game, which the first two are awesome. The two got a little bloated, I'm not going to lie. It felt a little too Breath of the Wild-y, you know?
Oh, did they try to be like, open, anything you want. Try this multiple methods.
I mean, it was cool, but at the same time, if that was the only game I was playing, I would have been fine with it. It took me a while to get around to playing it. I think it sat in my backlog for 2 months while I was finishing up another open world game. So I'll get to that a little later too about this new game. These couple new games are taking over, you know, the gaming world. But you know, the one that didn't take over that we talked about pretty much all year is your boys at Rocksteady, huh?
Oh my God, I don't even call them my boys, dude. What evs? I mean, we already talked about how the original Arkham team is pretty much scattered anyway, so they're not really part of this. But then even the people tasked with taking over the IP, now they're fucking done too. Oh boy.
Yeah. So
good old Warner Brothers, man.
Yep. We mentioned a couple episodes ago, I'm sure your boy Zavzalov is just foaming at the mouth to put that battle pass system into the Hogwarts Legacy 2.
Oh, he can't wait. I know he can't wait. He's
that game up too, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
And, you know, the Echoes of Wisdom, it's one of those games that I'm like, you know, I'll fuck around with it, when it comes out, but I don't think I'm gonna buy it at full price.
I'm buying it full price.
Okay. All right. I get it. You know, a little Switch boy.
I don't know. For some reason, this one is kind of appealing to me, but I think it's because the previews are making it seem a lot more open than it is and all this.
Yeah.
Like, it's really apparently interesting take on 2D, but at the same time, I'm trying to really avoid all these fucking weird little leaks that they do. I feel like I want to be surprised by this one. And that's how I feel. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw a preview about it where they're saying it's kind of like an open-ended 2D Zelda, which sounds, I mean, cool, but I just don't think it's coming out at the end of this month. So I'm like, you know what? I it's not going to fit my backlog right now. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's going to be one of those games I pick up with the whole buy two, get one free.
Yeah. No. And then, to be honest, we did have one attempt at this prior in the 3DS days, and I picked that up recently. So that'll be interesting.
A little later, huh? We'll talk about it a little later.
We're definitely going to talk about it. how about you give me this rise and fall here? It's news time.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you want to talk about some fun bullshit?
Well, it's a very Sony. Sony's had a big August and early September here. So
yeah, but not in the ways that people would want.
So the first one is our first news story here. The rise and fall of Concord. So we talked about this last episode. We barely knew thee. So Concord, PlayStation's hero shooter, the Overwatch clone, was released on August 23rd of 2024, and it was taken offline September 6th, 2024, before we can even record again.
Oh, wow. So, we really missed the boat on that one, didn't we?
It did not even outlast that atrocious game we covered earlier this year, the day before. That one at least lasted a month.
Holy shit.
Yeah, this one lasted 2 weeks. All copies of Concord, both physical and digital, were given full refunds, and this will go down as one of Sony's greatest failures ever.
Damn.
I didn't put it in here, but they are having talks. I mean, I saw the press release. They're talking about how they're just going back to the drawing board and blah, blah. Some people are saying it might come back as free to play, but I mean, yeah, it's... I don't think that's going to happen. So, I mean, what happened here? This was supposed to be their next big shooter. The beta did not catch the world on fire, and yet they still did a full release with it. I think it was 40. No, I don't know if it was 40 or 60, but regardless, you know.
Yeah. I mean, we touched on, I think, last time a bit, that nobody wanted this. Your IP is not strong. Again, like, why make people pay? It's the whole market out there is not based around that at all. And Sony just got to stop with this free-to-play bullshit they're trying to do. They're not built for it. That's not who your fan base is. A very big fan base. But they're not going to really gravitate to that consistently. They're going to play COD. And they're going to play, like, Apex. They're going to do whatever the mainstays are, Fortnite. But they want you for, like, you know, the narrative shit. They want to know The Last of Us. They want to know the things like that. Like, yeah. I don't think this is going to do it. It's not moving the fucking needle.
Yeah, and what's crazy is that, like, I think a week after this, that Astrobot basic-ass platformer came out. And it's like... And people are like, oh, fuck. He's like the new Sackboy for Sony because his game is genuinely fun. And it's not microtransactioned up the ass. It's like you earn things in the game. And again, I'll talk about that a little later with my what I'm playing later. But like, it's like everything is in Astrobot and you buy the game and it's all yours, you know?
Yeah.
Concord, it's just... Like, they tried to do a whole, like, oh, we have a season pass roadmap and all this shit. And it's like, okay, no one cares. like Marvel is, you know, everyone is hyped about that Marvel Rivals in regards to, like, you know, the big news over, I think it was Gamescom or whatever big summer.
Yeah, like conference that it was. Yeah,
conference we had where they said it's releasing for free and you're going to have all the characters. And, you know, they're basically just going to live off microtransactions, which I'm sure people are going to pay because it's Marvel, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But this is, like, an unknown IP. It didn't have this, like the pizzazz. I mean, it's looked like a generic-ass Overwatch. I mean, you know, it just...
Yeah. No, it definitely... I don't know, like, even, honestly, like, I think what might have actually killed it is when I did see footage of it, and I checked it recently for, like, the after the fact. I really wanted to see, like, what the hell were they aiming for? It's fucking cringe. It's just cringe. Like, that's all it is. And they're, like, the characters are cringe, the way they presented it was cringe, the gameplay didn't look special. Like, I'm sorry, man. You're trying too goddamn hard.
I'm not gonna lie, it looks like, I mean, it looked like Valorant to me. I thought I was watching Valorant, and I'm like, wait, this isn't Valorant. This is...
You mean the free game people are already playing? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Boy. That is recently coming to Microsoft, right? Like Xbox.
Yeah, yeah.
So
still Valorant's aesthetic and not their fucking business model. That was smart.
Yeah. So, I mean, we touched about this a couple episodes ago, I believe in the summer... The mm-hmm. Summerfest episode where we said that Sony
has... We predicted the doom.
Well, not only that, but Sony has planned 12 free-to-play... Live service. 12 live service games over the next 2 years, right?
Yes.
It's not... Yeah, we called it then. We're calling it now. We don't... We, like, live service... If it's not going to be a big-ass IP of yours, like, I don't know, a free-to-play fucking Killzone or a free-to-play... Resistance or something that free to play SOCOM. Mm-hmm. Everyone,
oh, free to play SOCOM be awesome,
dude. Everything that I saw online, people were saying, like, hey, maybe you shouldn't try and make this hero shooter, maybe you should just give us a fucking a Killzone hero shooter, you know, like, set in an IP that you have established that's just sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was they shot themselves in the foot. Yeah, some of the developers I heard were taken off. Sony, was it Sony Interactive or? Not from software, but like the people basically who helped.
Yeah, with Bloodborne. Yeah, we talked about that one before too. We sacrificed, unfortunately, because of that. Yeah.
Yep. So I don't know. I mean, what have we been saying for the past since this podcast was made? Haven't we said there's a rumor every couple months that Bloodborne 2, Bloodborne Remaster? It's mm-hmm. like, I wonder what people want.
Yep.
I'm sorry, I'm just hot, dude. I'm hot.
No, and
we haven't even got to what I'm gonna get real hot about. Which
is the
next one?
It's the next one.
Yeah, but I'm gonna need you to read it, and I'm just gonna keep my mouth shut until then.
Okay, I'm gonna read it because I'm also like, because it's just really not a great couple weeks for Sony. But you know what happened recently is the PS5 Pro is finally revealed, and that's right. The rumors have come true. Sony recently revealed the worst kept secret in gaming. PlayStation 5 Pro. That's right. The selling points they touted are what Sony is calling the Big Three. A more powerful GPU that is 45% faster, advanced ray tracing, twice as more powerful as the current ray tracing, that's right, and finally AI-driven upscaling called PlayStation Spectral Super Resolution. Fancy tech that upscales lower resolution images, that's right. And the cost for all these bells and whistles, that is $199.99. Oh, and this bitch is digital only. The disk drive add-on is an extra $80. Ooh.
You know what else is an extra $80? What? I mean, I'm sorry, that they're not including, that's even more money out of your pocket? The what? Vertical stand. Guess how much that is? $30.
30?
So add on another $110, Flynn.
Oh my God. What the hell is wrong with these people?
Man, did you get around to watching the 9-minute presentation?
I didn't even bother, dude. I looked at the fucking stats and I'm like, wait, I saw like the screenshots and I'm like, is this fucking it?
The only thing that looks like quote unquote like worth it is believe it or not, Hogwarts Legacy's ray tracing looks pretty sick, but. Ray tracing is like the only thing that I see that is like the big feature.
You know, and I'll tell you right now, ray tracing means jack shit to casual gamers.
Yeah.
To regular ass people that just want to play a game,
mm-hmm.
they do not look at, oh my God, it has ray tracing. I should spend almost twice the amount of money I would normally spend on all this bullshit, right? That's not how it works. That's not how it works.
Yes. So they did say that, you know, they tried to upsell it as always, right? But as I mean, I watched it. The big thing with their more powerful GPU is that they said they're going to target. They didn't say hit. They're going to target 60 FPS with fidelity mode, graphics mode, whatever it's called, right? You know how most games nowadays have the two modes?
Yes, yes.
They're basically combining them, right? Where you can get the graphics fidelity 30 FPS mode where it looks better, quote unquote, which to me, I mean, it's marginal.
Yes.
But you're going to have the performance mode gameplay, right? Which I always pick performance
mode. I always pick performance too. I want smoothness.
Yeah, I want smoothness. Your little blurriness that I could not give a shit about unless I have it under a microscope, I don't care for. Mm-hmm. So that is their big selling point with the GPU, saying that, oh, yeah, so with you guys are going to be able to hit that fidelity mode and we're going to target 60. They didn't say hit 60. They're going to target. Mm-hmm. So that means, yeah.
So, that PS5's rocking a Honda 2000.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and then this PSSR is about 5 to 10 years after PCs and their NVIDIA has their own, you know, graphics engine with the whole DSL.
Yeah.
DSS and all that shit. I mean, that's
DDLS basically what, or whatever it is. Like,
yeah, that's basically what it is. And don't get me wrong, I do enjoy it, but it's not something that I would go and spend money on.
Yeah.
It comes included in your graphics cards. The Steam Deck is a great example, right? They have AMD has their own version called the FSR. And that makes it helps when it's a smaller screen like that, because mm-hmm. What you can do is set it to below 720 and it'll upscale it to 720, right? And it makes that small screen look that much better, and you can pump out more juice out of your Steam Deck, right? Yeah.
That's also rumored for the Switch too. They're a variation of that for sure, because NVIDIA is running the doing the chipset.
Yeah, so for a handheld, to me, it makes a little more sense. And on my PC, it makes sense because I don't want to overclock my graphics card, or I don't want to just suck up more power, but I want it to look better, right? That mm-hmm. all makes sense. When it's a console, all it's going to do is pretty much make, like I was saying earlier, right? It's going to make those blurry images a little sharper, and you're not even going to notice it because you're sitting fucking 5-15 feet away on your couch.
But what am I gonna do with this $820 fucking dollar hole in my pocket, dude? There's a hole in my pocket.
Yeah, yeah.
That needs to be put towards something. Come on.
Yeah, yeah. I showed Nate I just wanted to get, you know, I want to see if I was crazy. So I put on the presentation and I'm like, let me know if you see anything different between these graphics, mm-hmm. right? He said the same thing I said. Hogwarts Legacy just has candles shining on the floor.
Like, ah!
That's it. Like, oh, there's glass coming.
We're an observant kid there. That's, wow.
There's sun coming through the glass that looks like it's hitting the floor a little bit more realistically. Mm. Everything looked the same. They tried to say that they showed a Spider-Man 2 demo, and I'm like, it looks the same as what we currently have. So
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I get, hey, sure, if you want to spend $820 bucks on this and be locked into it for the next, maybe it'll only last you 5 years,
maybe. Go for it, dude. Yeah, maybe.
You know, go ahead and message us. If you drop 100 more bucks, you can have a PC rig that'll last you 10 more years.
Yes. So think longevity, bros.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm just, yeah, it was hyped, and you know, I've talked about it before. Like, we're not even hitting the potential of 4K gaming now, so them trying to just, like, upsell it, like, it's gonna be that much more powerful is just not, it's not.
It's the return of Jesus. Jesus coming back.
I'm just like, you know, and the sad thing is that people, you know, again, I don't know if this is scalpers trying to repeat 2020 or 2021, you know, like, mm-hmm. the whole shortage where they're just buying up everything, but allegedly they're saying that the disk drive is sold out already. So,
ooh, they don't even bother with the systems. They're like, we know people are going to barely get the system, but we know they're going to want this fucking disk drive.
I mean, maybe. Dude. Yeah, because I think the system doesn't come on sale for like another week or two.
Yeah, that's stupid. So, ugh.
Yeah.
Oh,
More power to you guys. You want to spend over $850 when you can make a PC for just about that price and be future-proof.
I don't know, man. Sony's fucking up this episode, dude. This reminds me of, like, their PS3 when they were just, like, when they dropped, like, $600. And it was, like, giant enemy crabs. The whole E3 presentation from 2006 is just being repeated right now. And, I mean, they already have the market share, though. So at least they have that ahead, like, with the current system. But man, with that and Concord, that's a lot of lost goodwill right there.
I feel like, do you think, I don't even know what the fuck they would call the Xbox One, but like what, Xbox Series XX?
Yeah, because
remember the their pro for the Xbox One was just called Xbox One X, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are they
going to
do?
XX, already, yeah.
Yeah, they already use Series X for this, so what are they going to say? Xbox Series XX?
Seriously, what the fuck? Xbox Series Z? Xbox Series 69?
It's going to be Xbox Series X Series X. but I mean, if Microsoft wants to fucking open up the, you know, and lay in the game, price it at $499.
Price it low, man. Hit them. With their Xbox Series X to X-Men United. Fucking.
Yeah, I mean, this is honestly this could be an opportunity for them to blow it back up.
It's a bag fumble for sure, and I think they can definitely pull through, especially if they tout like you can actually see the difference between these screenshots. Like, do some bullshit, some real mean shit.
Well, dude, I mean, I've always talked about it. I am like, I know I don't play as much on my Xbox, right? But the backwards compatibility on Xbox absolutely blows the PlayStation away, dude.
It's
like
fantastic. I agree.
I mean, the games that you bought on your 360, you can still play on your Xbox Series X. Like, and some of them even have that FPS boost, they're cleaner, and all that shit for free, right? I mean, yeah, Xbox Series, like, if they kind of go on that route and say that, you know, I've always said it, like, that's what they need to focus on. Not fucking their Game Pass that they fucked up.
Yeah, that they continue to fuck up. Absolutely.
Yeah, you guys go, you know, tout your fucking backwards compatibility library, dude, and you guys can fucking, you know, price your shit and not at $700.
Everybody's into old shit right now. It's a good time to do it. My gaming thing coming up will actually reflect.
I feel like it's $200 too much, dude. Like, if they would have priced it, you know. Because didn't they do that with the PS4 and the PS4 Pro? Like, they dropped the price of the current console and then replaced the current price with the Pro, no?
I can't remember, but it was a different world back then, man. That's not the same. Like, the scalping situation, all that, like, things changed, unfortunately. Yeah, like, we're just all greedy fuckers, and they know this. And they know this.
Maybe I'm just thinking back to the good old days of the, like, you know, when they brought out the PlayStation 3 Slim. It's like, hey, we're going to take $100 off that fat one, and we're going to give you a sexier-looking one, but we're going to price that sexier-looking one as the same price as the current one, you know?
Yeah, that was nice.
There was options. There was options,
nice.
Right?
That was really, really nice, actually. Yeah, no, they're definitely not doing that anymore. That's done. Yeah. I mean, but speaking of nostalgia, we got a couple things in our leaky rumor mill real quick. You got this one. What you think? Give me some updates here.
Hopefully this is some better news to get that dirty, dirty taste out of our mouths here.
Yeah.
But apparently there's a rumor that Tony Hawk is cooking something. Hmm. So during an interview recently, Mr. Hawk revealed that he has been speaking with Activision and is, quote, working on something.
Hmm.
So this year is the 25th anniversary of the release of the original Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 on the PlayStation 1. All those years ago.
Shoot.
So don't mean to make you feel old, but yes, 25 years
old.
Ago.
Yeah, we old. It's okay.
Also, recently, the Tony Hawk Pro Skater media pages have been updated with some new imagery to celebrate the 25th anniversary. So does this mean that we may be getting a new Tony Hawk game? Or will we finally be getting that Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3 and 4 remaster release? Because I don't know about you, dude, but that 1 and 2 remaster was like, that was my jam for a solid fucking 3 months, dude. That shit was so fun.
I have it on my Switch, man. It's just a good portable, like, go take around and fucking just live it up again. Like, it's really nice.
Yeah, I mean, I loved it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there were some, I had some issues with the licensing songs. They weren't all there, but still, you know, that's to be expected in today's
day. That's what the 25th anniversary is for right there, you know?
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. We'll see. I personally hope it's fucking a Tony Hawk 3 and 4 remaster. Like, just give us the OG trilogy, dude, on there. Or if they want to get real dirty, dude, Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3 and then Tony Hawk Underground.
That's together. What I was thinking, too. But you know what? I feel like 4 is such an underserved game because it really was like the in-between 3 and Thug. Like,
yeah,
it had elements of both because it was like a jack-of-all-trades, master of none. But yeah. I will tell you that there were some really good things about 4 that kept me going. It just wasn't as tight as 3. I think it deserved another look.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, if anything, you know, Activision's all about money. So give us Tony Hawk 3 and 4 together, and then give us Thug 1 and 2 together.
Fuck. Yes, that's what I'm thinking. That's the release schedule I'm thinking.
Yeah, bring the Jackass guys back for Thug 2. Fucking Bam Margera and all that. Fuck that.
And we can forget about American Wasteland and everything else that came after that. We don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, we can Project forget all Dave about and all that shit.
It's just, there's nothing there.
Just leave that in the
That's
in
when
the
you do vault. A new game. That's when you do a new game. That's around that time. But I, honestly, 3, Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3, to me, is one of the greatest extreme sports games ever made. I prefer it over 1 and 2, to be honest with you. I think 3 is that good.
Yeah, 3 is the game, you know? Like when you talk about game series, for Tony Hawk, it's easily 3. Like,
yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Number 3 is like the... Like, if you were to say, I can only play one game from the series, that would be 3, it, Tony Hawk.
100%. Three. Well, that revert one that popped in. Ooh, mm-hmm. baby! And then, what do you call it? I remember the soundtrack, too, was fucking phenomenal in that game. Yep. That, they gotta get all the songs for that shit.
Dude, oh, man. You know, it's... I haven't talked about it in a while, because it's kind of been pushed to the back of my plane. But, you know, when I first was able to find a PlayStation 2 at this Corona, you know, retro gaming store. Mm. The first thing I did when I saw that they had a PS2 was go straight to their PS2 section and look to see if they had Tony Hawk 3, and they did.
Damn.
And that was the first game that I bought with my, you know, with the retro PS2.
Oh, that's...
And I was like, oh, dude, yeah.
I'm feeling it. It was actually one of my first GameCube games next to Smash Brothers. So it was Tony Hawk 3 and Smash Brothers. Even though I was used to the PlayStation controller, I was like, I'm still fucking doing it. This game's that goddamn good. It's that goddamn good. I'm excited. Please,
Mr. Hawk, give us some hope.
Some more, sir. We only have a few more months left, dude. Come on.
Or announce it for less. Yeah.
Yeah, we have less than 4 months left in this fucking year. Let's get, you know, 3 to 4 months are left in the year. How about 3 to 4 in terms of release? Yeah. How about that? All right. Well, that's fun. Well, let's hope for more. But this next one is kind of stupid, but I thought I'd include it anyways. Nintendo Switch's successor, guess what? It has a name. And a new logo. What? That's right. A Chinese factory worker who presumably has access to Nintendo's next hardware and has revealed its name and logo details in a series of now deleted posts across these forums that have been known for major leaks on hardware. Now, are you ready for this, Cordova? Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Yeah? You want to know what the fucking name? Yeah?
Edge of my seat.
It's called the Nintendo Switch 2. Yeah. And the back logo of the unit simply has a regular Switch icon with a 2 right next to it. So, pretty fucking creative. This follows reports that Nintendo has now gone into mass production mode, with rumors of an announcement either at the end of September or sometime in October. But either way, the ball is moving tremendously on the Switch 2 right now. So, discuss.
Do you think, because it's funny, I saw something on Reddit today about this. They said that Nintendo may be shooting themselves in the foot with the Nintendo Wii / Nintendo Wii U situation.
I think they're trying to avoid that.
Yeah, because I was thinking too, I'm like, calling it the Switch 2 is probably the smartest thing they can do. Yeah. You know, people are like, oh, that's so, you know, like, are they going to shoot themselves in the foot? And then one comment, someone had like a meme that said, oh, I don't know, PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4. It's like, I don't know, maybe that is the way to go.
Yeah, so. Nintendo's, I mean, they've always been a little weird with their fucking names. The Wii U was like, they were afraid of doing the number. They're like, we still want the Wii branding, but maybe
I don't know. Fucking be a little unique. And they're just like, nobody knows what it is. Nobody knows what it is.
They should have just called it the Wee Wee, dude, to be honest.
The Wee Wee. Oh, that would have.
This one, they could have went risky with this one and said the Nintendo Switchier.
Yeah.
You know?
The Switcheroo?
Switcheroo? Oh, that's a good one. I like that.
See? That's what I'm saying, dude. They could have been good. I do appreciate, though, that like we're really getting into the hardware territory now. We're a lot of these leaks that we've had with the Switch 2 are becoming more and more like, no, there are nobody's disputing them. Like, they're really, really not. And it looks like I think we're going to get an announcement probably in October, I say, because the Switch 1 had the announcement in October, and they didn't drop that it was happening until, like, 8 p.m. at night. And then, like, oh, tune in tomorrow morning for a look at Nintendo's successor. And then we got our first look. I think they're going to try to do the same thing, where they don't want a lot of people doing news cycles and leaking shit and doing all that. They're going to give you, like, late night, early morning, bam, Switch time, baby. Like, that, that to me, feels like the path they're going to be going forward, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, but
I mean, yeah, I guess, like I said, like, I'm not mad at it, so.
Yeah, I agree.
We'll Switch see what two. They do.
Switch 2 yeah. seems perfectly fucking reasonable. But yeah, okay, that's our leaky rumor mill right there. We're going to do a real quick, did they get it right? Because I honestly, I'm going to be honest right now, I saw this with the sound off. I didn't give a shit. Did they get it right? The Minecraft movie trailer. What say you?
For me, I mean, I don't know what the fuck's going on, to be honest with you.
I don't either. I personally
are they humans that got transported into the video game? You know, why is Jack Black Steve look like that?
Why so much Jack Black in these fucking movies, man? He's a great Bowser, but like, come on, there are other actors.
Well, I remember when they first said that they're making a Minecraft movie. Everyone thought that Jason Momoa was going to be Steve, and they were like, okay. And then, like, yeah, didn't happen. Jason Momoa, I believe, is, I don't even know if he's playing the person called Alex, which I'm not familiar with Minecraft lore. I'm sorry. Me neither. But no. Yeah. Don't get me wrong, I've played it a couple times. But I'm not one to be like, oh my God, I'm going to be there day one. Like I would be for, like, Mario Brothers 2, you know?
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Mario movie. Yeah, no, definitely.
Sonic 3, don't even get me started on that. Yeah.
Oh, wait, talk about did they get it right? No, that's yeah. a...
Oh, whoa, that's we a, didn't even talk about that.
Did they get it right? Minecraft movie trailer.
No.
No, no, no and no, we don't care. But yeah. Did they get it right? Sonic fucking 3, baby. They got that shit 100% correct.
Yes.
Holy shit. Holy, Keanu Shadow.
Yep. Yeah, I like the pivot, dude. Yeah, fuck Minecraft. No, they didn't get it right, but yeah, let's end it on a high note here.
Yeah, Sonic 3. Yeah, how do you feel about that trailer, dude? How do you feel about it?
Oh man, I'm there.
You know? I'm with it.
That shit looked fucking awesome. I don't even give a fuck. Like I love like Sonic. They're saying oh Sonic 2 is whatever. I don't care. I had fun with that movie. That shit was funny.
Yeah, I agree.
Jim Carrey,
Carrey came out of retirement for this shit.
Yeah,
he came out of retirement for this fucking movie.
He's not doing any other movies except Sonic movies, and I'm here for it.
Yeah, he loves playing Dr. Robotnik. Fucking let him keep playing, man. Let him keep fucking playing the goddamn character.
Yep, and then, Keanu Reeves sounds fucking awesome. Like, people are saying he was like, oh, it just sounds like he's Keanu Reeves. And I'm like, yeah, what more the fuck do you want?
Yeah.
Like,
please. He's perfect. Shadows of Morose, weird little fucking dude. It's perfect. It's actually perfect. And he's a badass. And he's Shadow is a badass. Keanu's a badass. I love it. I'm actually totally with this fucking movie. It seems a little darker than the first two, too.
Which it does.
I dig. I actually really like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's some stakes here.
Yeah, and even I dug the whole music that they did where they, like, adapted the... I don't know if you heard it, but I could hear it during the whole, when... the trailer hits the crescendo, the whole towards the, all the actions dropping is like, they did it, but like they made it all like dramatic. I was like, oh fuck.
Yeah. But we're going to get the real one. We're going to get live and learn.
Oh fuck. Oh,
it's going to happen, dude. I'm telling you. Fuck Minecraft.
Yeah. Yeah. So since 2020, Jim Carrey's only been in 3 movies. Guess what they were? Sonic.
Yeah, we've been in 3 good movies. I haven't seen the new one, obviously. Yeah, I'm with this. Yeah, did they get it right? Sonic 3? Yes.
Yes, absolutely. I'm here.
Absolutely.
Here for Sonic. And then on the subject of video game movies, we kind of talked about it last time with the last episode about Borderlands only making $8.8 million domestically.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that they ended the run at, I believe, $30
million? It was 30. Yes, it was 30. 30,
right? Yeah. So Borderlands did not get it right either. Let's just throw... We got two shit ones and we got a good one. Sonic's going to bounce us back. I feel this.
I think so too. But we also had Fallout this year. So you know what? We were eating good. Yeah. We were eating too good. We were eating too good.
Yeah, there had to be some stinkers here.
Yeah, definitely. They gotta get. They're trying to nail it. All right, we need to just let the ones that do it wrong be embarrassments. Let them be embarrassments. Now let people know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like we said, you know, you have to not ignore the source material and not cast Kevin Hart as the heroic Captain America guy of Borderlands, which is Roland.
Yeah.
You don't cast a comedian as Roland. No offense.
That was a bad idea.
Yeah. I think from the get-go right there, people were like, they don't know the games, do they?
Nope. and be careful with your Jack Black utilization, okay? I know he's great.
He was fucking claptrapping that too.
I know he's a good guy, but like, come on, guys. Like, come on.
Why in the blue hell did they not just get the claptrap voice actor?
Can't put him on a poster.
Yeah, but sorry. All you had to say. Oh my god, dude! Don't get hot.
We're just talking about Sonic 3. We're just.
wait! Check this out. Here. Follow me here.
All right.
You're telling me that if you would have just said on the fucking movie poster, "Claptrap as Claptrap." That wouldn't get gamers interested.
That would be a very Borderlands way of selling a movie, but they did not fucking play the game, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, God, I'm so hot.
I feel you. Yeah.
But yeah, the Minecraft trailer, like I said, I watched it. It looks like it's going to be made specifically for kids. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with that. Sure, you know, if my kids want to see it, I'll take it to them. But am I expecting like a Sonic level good time? No.
Not even a Mario level good time, honestly.
None of that. Yeah. So,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. No Minecraft. I don't know how they could possibly get it right, but they definitely didn't do it this time.
Yeah. Not in that movie trailer.
No. Sonic 3, though, bitch, you got it right for so far. It's looking pretty right. Yeah.
Yep. I'm gonna be there day one for Sonic 3. There you go.
That'll be a weekend. So, yeah. And then of course I'm gonna just run real quick through what I'm playing. So I have succumbed to the dark side. I did two things that I don't normally do, but
that's what she said.
I think Cordova has influenced me on this podcast. So I went to a retro game store in Burbank, California. And I was looking for a specific game that they did not have, but I happened upon A Link Between Worlds, which is the OG 2D open world Zelda, besides the first one, obviously.
Yeah.
And I said, fuck it. It's the only one missing from my collection. I just wanted to get it, and I started playing it, and goddamn, that is a good fucking game.
Is it the DS or 3DS?
3DS. 3DS
one. Yeah, that was
really good.
That's the light and dark one, right?
Yeah. Yes. That's where you turn into like the wall cover thing or whatever it is. And you can pick any dungeon you want to go to. It does not. Only the first one you have to do. Then after that, you get a couple choices. And then when you get to the main part, the remaining five are up to you. So it's a good.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good game. It's a little warm up for Echoes of Wisdom. I actually put it down because I don't want to get over-Zelded. So. Yeah. I decided to put it down. I was like, I don't feel like doing the water section, Pokemon Emerald. And I was like, I'll put that one to the side too. And I realized I have a Galaxy Tab S7. It is a fantastic and powerful tablet. Mm. You know what happens when you put that bitch in portrait mode and you emulate fucking 3DS and DS games?
Whoa.
You get a top screen and a bottom screen.
Did you just say the dirty E word?
Bro, I emulated this fucking game. I emulated Pokemon Soul Silver. I'm playing it right now. I'm going to play it when we're done. This is an amazing game. I have been dying to play this game for ages. And emulated higher resolution. The screen's way better than a fucking DS screen.
Fun, you're preaching to the choir here, bud. Like, I have been saying this since the beginning of this podcast.
I know, all right? I'm just, let me relish in this moment that you get right now, because the Galaxy Tab S7, just saying. is the most efficient chip in the 800 series. Oh. So that means it won't throttle your ass when you're trying to emulate things that require a bit more performance, including GameCube and PlayStation 2 games. So it's actually a very good emulator for 3DS, DS, because you can turn it portrait mode and you get two fucking screens. connect any controller to it, but GameCube, PS2 as well. Very, very easy to do. Dolphin's purely available on it. I'm going to be doing that in the next round. I'm going to be playing Pokemon Coliseum and maybe Gale of Darkness.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So it's almost like if only you have to resort to these what's the word I'm looking for here? Like these extremes to enjoy these old games because Nintendo just doesn't make them available to you.
Yeah, like with their one-screen machines. With their one-screen fucking machines.
I'm trying to get you to say the dirty M word is what I want you to say. You modded it. You modded your fucking Galaxy.
No, I didn't mod shit. It's purely stock as it is. I just fucking got some emulators for it. I will say, though, yeah, a DS, that's the perfect way to play DS games. It's really, really, really nice. Just that separation to get both screens. Ah! I really dig it. I'm actually considering buying these this attachment to the side of the tablet where you can put your Joy-Con controllers and just use those.
Oh, shit.
Thinking about it. It's only $29 bucks. Just saying. But
You're going in then.
Yeah, but I bought a new phone, so I'm like, fuck.
What was the game that you were looking for that they didn't have?
Pokemon Soul Silver.
Oh, you were looking for Pokemon Soul Silver?
Pokemon Soul Silver.
You would have had to have dropped like over $100 for it.
I would have dropped like, I was considering, I was like, ah, if it's like 110, I would do it. Because I'm in my DS phase right now, dude. I'm hard DS phase right now.
Jesus Christ.
I was playing my DS and my 3DS like constantly the past couple of weeks. It's just the perfect portable system. but yeah, Soul Silver, man. Holy shit. Like, I love the way it plays. I actually also downloaded New Super Mario Brothers. Fantastic on the emulator as well. So, you know, I'm gonna be emulating. It's going to be happening. So look up.
Welcome. Yeah. Welcome. Yeah. Welcome.
So
I'm glad you finally saw the light, dude.
Whatever, dude. Like, I've owned this tablet since 2020 or 2021. I don't know. It's a high end fucking machine and it only costs now like $290. So if you want to emulate your DS games really, really well, Galaxy Tab S7, I say. It's a solid device.
Oh, man. This just makes everything
enjoy. Relish in this fucking moment.
It took us 40 episodes to get here, but finally I have someone who understands what I've been fucking babbling about.
I'll own a PC by episode 80, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah, but hey, trust me, dude. It's way easier to find a ROM or something for a Pokemon game than going out and spending $120 for it, which you don't even know if it's going to work or not.
You wouldn't know if it's a legit copy or not. It might just look like it.
See? Exactly.
Yeah.
So trust me. Yeah.
I know this one's illegit, but it runs good.
Let me know. Wait, does it play? Can you get GBA games on there?
Yeah, I have Mother 3 on there too.
Oh God. Yeah.
I got Mother 3 with the good translation on there, baby.
You're in, dude. Welcome. I've been saying this for years.
Yeah. Fuck off. What are you playing?
Me. So there's this new game that came out recently called a Warhammer 40K Space Marine 2. Right. It looks like Gears of War turned up to 11. It looks fucking amazing. It's crazy because I remember years and years ago, like 360 PS3 years, that they talked about a game that was like, hey, you guys played this because it's like kind of like Gears of War and it's actually where Gears of War took inspiration from. And I was like, I remember at the time I was like, Warhammer, isn't that super nerdy ass fucking like Dungeons and Dragons?
Yeah, trying to get a fucking wedgie to do fucking.
Yeah. So I was like, all right. You know, and this is the 360 days, right? Like there was Halo, there was fucking Gears of War, there was all this stuff, right? And you know, you're kind of narrow-minded back then in the youth. You don't really, if you're not part of a franchise and you don't know about it, like I rarely ventured out, dude. Like,
no, you're like fucking nerds.
Yeah, exactly, right? But now, after that game and I saw gameplay of this fucking Space Marine 2 game, I'm like, damn, that shit looks fucking amazing, right? So then I started looking it up and I'm just like, oh, there's a first game. And it was this Space Marine, you know, ooh, Space Marine game. And of course, they put it on sale on Steam the same week or a week after the second one dropped. And I started looking it up and researching it. And they're like, hey, you know, of course, everyone was asking on Reddit, do I need to play the first one to understand the second one? And people were like, not really, but it does give little callbacks to it, so it wouldn't hurt. Mm. And I was like, well, fuck it. Let me, you know, because a $15 game versus a $70 game, you know, I'm going to go for the $15 game.
Yeah.
Right now, at this point in time. So I bought it and I put it on my Steam Deck. And I've been playing fucking Warhammer 40K Space Marine. It's called the Anniversary Edition, which is basically just like a remaster, right? And it is fucking Gears of War, you know, but in Warhammer lore and universe.
In
a lore,
about to say, in a whole different fucking lore set. Way to go,
yeah.
Man.
So, yeah, I mean, I was, you know, I'm playing it, and I'm just like, huh, what does this mean? And I started looking it up online, and I'm like, I'm going into it, dude. It's crazy. I apologize if I offended anyone by saying that Warhammer was nerdy, but when I started looking it up, that shit is metal as fuck. Remember, a couple years ago, you were the one who told me about some Warhammer game called like Vermintide.
Yes, Vermintide. Yeah. I love that game.
Yeah. So what I found out was, because I'm like, what the fuck is the difference between Warhammer and Warhammer 40K and Warhammer Vermintide? So I started looking it all up, and like, it's kind of like a huge fucking like universe, but like Warhammer is different than Warhammer 40K because Warhammer is set like, you know, medieval times.
Yeah.
So that's where the Vermintide comes from. But then there's seeds that are planted that show up later in 40K or like a shared theme and shit like that. So it's a fucking vast universe, dude. And I'm just like, huh, like I never knew that.
Yeah. So shit, I didn't know that either.
Yeah. So
Vermintide was cool.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's fucking, it's a super metal ass fucking universe, dude. It kind of reminds me of Game of Thrones, like where it's not very like cliche, like oh heroes are always gonna win, guys. Nah, it's fucking, it's brutal. It's you know, space wizards, fucking goblins and space orcs, and fucking the marines are like a total religious group that think that all the aliens should be exterminated by any means necessary. So it's fucking, it's metal, dude. And there's short fan films that I don't know what the fuck's going on in them, but like they just look sick as fuck. Like,
so there's like, they got some real fans behind their shit. I mean, it's an old franchise, so that makes sense.
Oh yeah, and that's what I also I found out is that, like, you know, it's from the 87, 89, maybe even earlier than that, right? That's when the tabletop game started.
Yeah.
And now that I'm looking into it more and more, I'm like, holy shit, like, I don't see myself ever playing, like, the tabletop game because it sounds, like, way too confusing. But I saw that, dude, there's a Warhammer store in Corona. There's a Warhammer store in Marietta. And, like,
what?
Yeah. And, like, there's a whole hobby of just painting the figures and all this shit. So I'm like, I'm all checking this shit out right now, dude. Because this game, the game is just like a, it's like a little, it's a gateway. Gateway drug, dude. This is the weed of Warhammer.
Wow. So just so you know, in 40 more episodes, I'm going to be preaching that. I'm like, you know, just like emulation back then, I didn't really pay too much attention to Warhammer, but god damn.
Yeah, watch us have a fucking Warhammer 40K podcast spinoff where we just do tabletop versions of it. I don't know. It's fucking sick. The game is genuinely just like, I mean, it's Gears of War, but with the more melee-based combat system.
I like it.
I mean the gun, but the gunplay is there. Yeah. It's just not cover-based like Gears of War, right?
Okay.
There's a melee, there's a stun system, there's a fucking grenades, and then like a, even like a God of War super rage mode type of thing, right? So it's cool. I mean, it's just like a good old-fashioned video game where you just drop in and you go through the level, you know? Like, that's what I was
talking about earlier. Man, I missed those. That's a good... Yeah.
And they said that that's what the number two one is, though, as well. You know, number two, they were saying, is like kind of a callback to the good old days of just you pay for a game and you get everything in the game. There's, of course, there's a season pass, but like everything that the season pass, I don't believe, is launched yet. So right now, when you buy the game, I believe everything you can earn in game, you can customize your Marine and all that shit, right? It's there. There's no fucking bullshit ass battle pass and season.
Uh-huh.
Even though they did lay out a roadmap and say that all the updates are coming for free, though. So they're going to put in a horde mode. They're going
to
put in like a new...
Ooh, we need to get a horde. They're going to do all the classics,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Right. So I was checking it out. That game looks amazing. When I have the funds, I'm going to get it. but I want to beat the first one first.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, if you haven't seen gameplay of it, dude, just look it up.
I'm going to check it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sound on, not like the Minecraft trailer. I'll actually watch.
Just type in Space Marine 2 launch trailer, dude, and watch it, and you'll be like, holy shit, like, this shit looks fucking awesome.
It'll be like the Danny DeVito gif, like, it's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, there's a high possibility. Let it be known right here, episode 40. There's a high possibility within the next 10 episodes, I may become a just Warhammer fanatic. I don't know.
We'll see what happens. If it'll get you off Rocksteady's dick, you'll be okay. All right. Oh, my God. All right. Well, you know what? We're playing some good shit this month, despite the myriad of, like, wild news. So we're going to end it with the absurd headline, and we are going to just talk a little bit more shit on Sony, and then we'll go from there. So our absurd headline is ex-PlayStation chief criticized for saying laid-off developers should, quote, drive an Uber or, quote, go to the beach for a year. Jesus. Chris Deering, who was head of Sony Computer Entertainment Europe from 1995 to 2005, downplayed the role of corporate greed in the layoffs and had some controversial advice for those who found themselves made redundant, saying, quote, drive an Uber or whatever. Find a cheap place to live and go to the beach for a year, but keep up with their news and keep up with it, because once you get off the train, it's much harder. End quote. A little out of touch. It's a little out of touch, I would say.
I don't even... You know what? I ended on a good note with Warhammer 40K. I'm going to stay in the Warhammer verse and just say, yeah, that guy, you know what? He's really out of touch. I'm not going to call him a fucking piece of shit CEO. I'm not going to call him a fucking stuck up...
rich asshole, dumb fuck. Things like that I'm not going to do. I'm not going to say... He's out of line and should probably get his fucking head checked. Little things like that, I think we should save for more negative episodes. Not this wonderful world of emulation and
Warhammer,
discovery 40K. Of old Warhammer like franchises. Absolutely, you know, real gaming shit.
We ended on a good note. Let's not let this piece of shit ex PlayStation chief bring us down. But yeah, he can go suck it.
Exactly. Or play Warhammer. You know, maybe it'll change his mind on things. So that's the NPC Gaming Podcast for this week. I'm your host, Anthony Fuentes. You'll find me back on the Horrible People's Podcast on the Horrible People's Network. Our seventh season has begun. It was supposed to begin this week, but I actually preempted everybody and just wrote a random episode for the premiere. It's actually the Friday the 13th Part 8, Jason Takes Manhattan. That is the premiere. So I couldn't resist. It was a Friday the 13th. Fuck it. But that did delay our Resident Evil 7 episode, so I'm going to let you guys know when that one's ready to go. Should be in October. So get you know, when I can start drinking again, because I am on medication, baby. I know, for like 16 more days. Fucking hey. it's the worst. Anyways,
I'm willingly not drinking until Horror Nights, but that's only 2 days, so good luck.
Damn, let me know how that goes. Let us know how that goes on the next one for sure. Horror Nights I'm missing this year too. Wild times. Anyways, where can people find you, Cordova?
I am on Instagram with the good old Big Bang Cordova profile. I recently did upload my Call of Duty WWE SummerSlam finisher thing. Is not long, just a quick little 30 seconds, but yeah, it's pretty fun. Shout out to, if anyone can know the theme song playing in the background, I'll give you kudos. Yeah. Phil can't answer it though, because I know he knows. Maybe you too, you might answer it, but yeah, don't. Yeah, go check it out
for sure. All right, you can find us back in a couple weeks. Ideally, we'll have James, who we shall see. Until then, shove it in your face, LeFleur.
Oh my God. Until then, go watch the Minecraft trailer so you can get chapped like us.
No. Or watch the Sonic 3 trailer and get fucking hyped.
Yeah.
Peace.
Later.